at this time. We're so good to be, so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Thanking God for his goodness towards us, a people. Hallelujah. When we were far away from him, having no hope, without God in this world, my God Almighty, the love of God, he sent forth his only son to become the living sacrifice that we could inherit eternal life. We give God thanks this morning. I want to take this opportunity to greet all our loved ones, all the visiting friends. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we see some familiar faces. And before I even call in the different ones from Mount Zion that we have here this morning, I see my friend Keno and his, I forgot. The name is on the tip of my tongue. I do apologize, but we see them. We're just so happy to have them here this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good they were here with us on the Watch Night service, and they're back this morning. It's a goodness. And I see a young man there at the back. I didn't get a chance to get your name, but it's good to have you here. Isaiah. Oh, that's a prophet's name. Praise the name of the Lord. So good to have you too, sir. Bless the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the visitors this morning. And I have a special friend of mine, Missionary Roberts, here this morning. And all the, I see, I'm going to ask her not just to come over here, Missionary Roberts, come and say something to the church. Praise the name of the Lord. This lady has always been praying for me. Yes, Lord. And she has a lot to say, but she has always been praying for me. And I want to let you know, it was Missionary Roberts who told me long before I got here, the Lord showed her that I was in this church before I got here. And she said she didn't understand it. I had a hint as to possibly where God was going, but I too never understood it. But she saw and he said, let's pray. And she has been praying for me since. I'm just so happy. She has promised me that she'll be here for a long while. And the Lord just made it possible this morning. I'm just going to ask her to greet the church for us and to express something from your heart. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Amen. Greetings to Pastor James and to Sister James and the children and all the officers and saints, visitors, everyone in the name of Jesus. Greeting you in Jesus' name. So glad to be here. Praise the Lord, just to worship the Lord Jesus with you. Praise the Lord. I had it in mind to be here for a while, but the time just came, just come. Praise God. You know, as Pastor James just mentioned, way back before, just before Pastor Anson passed away, I was praying, and while I was on my knees, the Lord took me away right in this church, and I saw Pastor James and Sister James and the children in the church. And I was in here, and I was going around them, and I said, I cover you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cover you. And I was covering them, and then the Lord took me away and brought me to their house. And I stood up on the front of the door, and I said, I cover this house. And he took me inside the house, and I said, I cover every room in this house. Praise the Lord Jesus. But at that time, I didn't know what was happening. Or what was taking place. So I saw Elder James, and I told him that I saw you in Pastor Anson Church. I don't know what is happening. But he said he didn't really sure either. But, you know. And then I saw Elder Brumfield, and I told Elder Brumfield, and Elder Brumfield said, well, I think you're seeing things. But I didn't know what was going on at that time. And so I see it come to pass. He's right here now. And I'm so grateful to God for him. Praise God. A great man of God that God is raising up in this city at this time. Praise the Lord Jesus. God is positioning young people, mighty God, for the great end time revival that is going to come to the church. God is setting up young men, praise the Lord, and young women. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I am so grateful. to God for him. I'm praying for them, and I'm continuing to pray for them that the Lord will take them to higher heights and deeper depths in him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 60, verse 1 says, "Rise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's your time to shine. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are the only light that is in the world today. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are in a dark and a dying world. And when we look, we see violence. Everything is going on right now. Praise the Lord, because the world is in gross darkness. But God set up his church as a light in this dark world, that we should shine, praise the Lord, in this dark world, that men will come to know him. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I am so glad for Pastor James. He's doing a great job, a great work. Praise the Lord Jesus. And he's a great man of God. And most of all, he's a very humble servant of God. And I love the humility in him. And when you are so humble, God will take your places. Praise the Lord Jesus. So my desire is to continue to pray for him. Hallelujah. And ask God to keep him, to strengthen him, to lift him up, mighty God of heaven, and to build a fence, a wall around about him, that he be covered, Makoshaya, and protected, he and his family. God bless you, Pastor James. My prayer is with you always. God bless you. Love you always.
Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for Missionary Roberts. We have Evangelist Lewis, and the name just slipped me. Sister Yvonne, yes. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So good to have them. Put your hands together for them. Likewise. And we have the Stewart's family here visiting with us. Likewise. We're going to ask Evangelist Stewart to just come and just to share something with us for even 5 minutes or so. Whatever the Lord has, just share something. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. We give honor to the Spirit of God. Greeting to Elder James, to Lady James, to Elder Brown, to Deacon Hanson, Reverend Glenn, and to Missionary Roberts, all God's wonderful people, Mr. Matthew, everybody visiting, friends, little children, saints. Please accept greetings in the name of the Lord. Today it's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. It's the second Sunday in the new year. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year, 2020, and all God's blessing for this year. Mr. Monitor, just put me up your scripture you read real quickly. I have just about 60 seconds. Said John chapter number 14 and verse 15. The Bible said, "If he love me, he keep my commandments." Can you bring me verse 23 of the same text? Let me just look what it says, because we're trying to love him more. Our desire for the year is that God will dwell with us. Now listen what Jesus says. Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." If you love him, you will keep his words, and his words are not grievous. And so we have got to learn this here. Let's love God, because if we love him, he will dwell with us. And he will come to visit us. This year, we're going to make it a year of just loving God. And you can't love God and don't love one another. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to love who you see first before you can even love God. And so this year, we're going to love God. And if you love him, you can't come to church and be quiet. You got to open your mouth and praise him. Come on. If you love him, say something. Come on, let the redeemer of the Lord say so.
Greater love had no man than this, that the man lay down his life for his friends. I know some of you are wondering, but you got to understand it was such love that brought him. Hallelujah. Somebody say such love. Hallelujah. For God so loved us that he gave us his only begotten son. And so we have got to practice love this year. And I'm just encouraging all of us. Let's just love God. Just love him. Just adore him. Just give him the praise. Just magnify him. Just hallelujah. He will come and he will abide with you if we just love him enough. If we just come, when we come to faith deliverance, we don't need nobody to press us, to push us, to praise God. Just love him, man. Just love him. To say, God, we adore you. We lift you up. Come on, somebody. We don't understand love. I'm coming down. I'm coming down. But listen to me. Love for God. So love. That he gave his only begotten. That's love. When you are willing to give the only thing you have, that's love. Come on. One last one. I'm going. St. John 13, verse 34. I'm going to my seat. St. John 13. Love. That's your text. A new commandment I give unto you, that he love one another. As I have loved you. When did love ever become new? What was Jesus saying? When Elamaki did love become new? Love was never manifested in death until Jesus came. They knew about love but never understood love. It was a new manifestation of love that Jesus came and died. For I was sinking deep in sin. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master heard my despairing cry. And from the waters love lifted me. It's not new. It's the manifestation of the commandment of love. That you understand that you're willing to die, to sacrifice for somebody. That's the love for 2020. Somebody say love. Hallelujah. Some of you are asking like Tina Turner what love has to do with it. But love got everything to do with it. Somebody just stand up and say love. Somebody show glory.
Praise the name of the Lord. Seems like the whole church know who Tina Turner is. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Love has everything to do with it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We just so happy to be here one more time. We're here on Friday night and we just couldn't leave. We were just laboring in prayer on Friday night. And God was just here just blessing us. How many of you remember Friday night? The Lord was just speaking about something that was hanging over the eastern side of the city. And I'm telling you, friends, that God is real. How many of you got an alert on your phone this morning? I didn't want to say it to the church. I think I doubted the Lord a little bit on Friday night. Because when I was here standing and the thought flashed right, I say thought then, but I didn't understand what the Lord was saying. But I heard nuclear power station. And I just was dumbfounded. You know, sometimes you cannot understand what God is saying. And it's an element of doubt. And I think I doubted the Lord on Friday night. And I asked him for his forgiveness. I didn't understand everything. But the Lord just impressed it on my spirit that something was hanging over the eastern side of the city. And that we should pray. And we just were laboring in prayer on Friday night. People were just praying. It could have been different. And I think some things may still have been covered up. But the Lord has shown his mercy. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. God has shown his mercy. And friends, this don't have anything to do with any individual. God just speak when he's ready to speak. And God prepare people's heart for him to speak to them. Praise the name of the Lord. It's God. It's Christ that worketh in us. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why there's only one king. And his name is Jesus. There's only one name that we echo throughout the scriptures. It's Jesus. When we look through the pages of life here, we see lots of names in the Bible. But all of them, when we read about their story and their life, we see lots of failures. But when Jesus touched down and his name was given, and we see him walk in the streets of Jerusalem, and we see his life story, we're still searching and we can't find no failure. He's the perfect man. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's why we worship him. That's why we lift him up and we give him the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you one more time for your goodness. We thank you for your words. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what was said already and what's about to be said. Lord Jesus, may your hand be upon us to bless us this morning. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we say thanks. In Jesus' name. And what Elder has just said, Elder Stewart has just said, so profound and so powerful. If you have Jesus, we have love. And that's the life and the impact that Jesus is making on the world. He comes to give us the wonderful love story. And not only a story to us, he wants us to participate in it by sharing of what he has given us. Praise the name. Back to the book of John 14, and we'll just be skipping over even to some of his epistles, but let's start verse 1. And we, chapter 13 tells us of Jesus declaring to his disciples about how he must suffer in the way of the cross. And he spoke about one who would betray him, and ending with talking about Peter's denial of knowing him. And now he is speaking to a group of men, his disciples, who are at a point in their walk with Christ when they are very concerned. Because the Master, the Deliverer, the King, the anticipated Messiah, who they have been walking with and believing in all these years, seems to be talking about something that they never expected. He's talking about going to the grave. He's talking about his death. He's talking about his crucifixion. And his disciples are not happy with what they're hearing. They're concerned. And so Jesus begins in chapter 14 to tell them to comfort their hearts. He said, don't let your hearts, the New Living Translation from the King James, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God, believe also in me. For he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. In New Living Translations, there's more than enough room in my Father's house. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And while these words may seem comforting to us, it's still troubling for the disciples. Because Jesus is telling them that he's about to leave them. And he's going to a place to prepare a place for the disciples. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, guarantee I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. And whither I go, you don't know, and the way you don't know. In other words, there's a mystery in what I'm doing. Or what I'm about to do is going to be a mystery for you. But I'm guaranteeing you that if I go, I'm going to come again. And throughout the ages of time, we have preached this word. We have looked into it. We have heard about Jesus ascending into the heavens. And we now have been followers of a Christ that we have never seen. We just simply believe the words. And we believe that he came into this world for one purpose, to redeem man from their sins. And we believe that he was crucified, that he shed his blood for man's remission of sins, to deliver man, to give man eternal life. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Yet still we have never seen him. Now John is writing from a different perspective, because John said, we have seen him and we have handled him, the Christ. It's not a mystery. What he taught us then, some things were mysterious. Now we understand it after he was crucified, after he had ascended to heaven. But while we were walking with him, some things we didn't understand. Yet we see him as a man. We see him as the perfect man. We see him as the Messiah. And now he's telling us, the one whom we have come to see, we have come to know, we have identified with him, he's telling us that he's going to a place. And that place is a mystery to us, his followers. We don't know where he is going, and we don't know the way. But he says, Thomas, now, while all the other believers sit down and they are listening to Christ, there is no record of anyone saying anything else. But Thomas is not satisfied with what Jesus is saying. You see, friends, it's good to follow Jesus, but it's also good to ask questions that you don't understand. And sometimes we get lost in this walk with Christ, and we are more attracted to customs and traditions more than trying to find out what things mean. Because if you get into the depths of the revelation, things that are confusing to you, things that you just simply don't understand, my God Almighty, God wants us to ask him hard questions. He wants us to ask him things that we don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's up to him to reveal to us what he wants to reveal. He said, the things, my God, the mysteries of the kingdom, my God Almighty, they are for his followers. They are for his believers. They are not for the world. They are for those who believe in him. So Thomas said, it's good enough for you to talk about this, Lord, but we want to know where you are going. How can we know the way? We have been following you. You are going to a place that we don't know, and you are saying that we can't know about it. Thomas says, we want to know the way. Where are you going? We know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? How? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise the name of the Lord. Friends, what we have here is one of the most beautiful statements that Jesus has ever made. Jesus says that he is the way to that place. And he is the truth to that place. And he is the life for those who are experiencing death. He is eternal life. And he says, no man can get to God but by me. In other words, Thomas, you want to know the way, you want that level of comfort and that confidence, you've got to first know me. Jesus said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. In other words, Jesus is saying to know me is to know God. For when he came into this world, he came, my God Almighty, to manifest who God was, to reveal God to the world. Because outside of Christ, man did not have the ability to come to God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Man did not have the ability to know who God is. So God sent his servant, his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to reveal who God is. That's why John writes to us and says, he came out of the bosom of the Father. In other words, my God Almighty, John is letting us know, my God, that it's love that came into the world. My God, but this world was a world without love. We did not understand what love was, but God manifest himself. God came into this world. Love came into this world to reveal the very nature and the character of God. For man could not find himself in the place, my God Almighty, the presence of the eternal God. For he was banished from the presence of God. But when Christ came into the world, he revealed love to the world so man could have access to God. He said, if you had known me, you would have known my Father. And from henceforth, I want you to know him, for you have seen him. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So Christ is saying now, if you see me, you see God. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Your statements are good, but show us the Father, and I will be satisfied. Jesus said, Philip, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me? You're following me, Philip, and you still don't know me. Friends, Philip's experience with God, with Christ, was different. Because Philip saw Christ in his physical form. We have never seen Jesus. Philip could have touched him. Philip sat with him, ate bread with him, talked to him, and heard him respond. But our walk is a walk, my God, where we have never seen Jesus in a physical form. Is there anybody who have seen him physically? Because I know I have never seen him. But if you have seen him, please let me know. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And now Jesus is saying, Philip, you have been with me so long, and you don't know the Father. Is there something wrong with the way how I'm revealing God that you have not yet caught the revelation? This tells me that folks in the church can be following Jesus and still have not come to the revelation of who he really is. And we have that today because folks are following Christ and don't even know who he really is. You say, how can you say that? We have folks who don't even know that Jesus has given them eternal life. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except by me. I want to ask a very profound question, that if Jesus have elected you as an individual before the foundation of the world, reveal himself to you. In other words, brethren and friends, God selected you before you were substance. How many of us believe that? I only see a few hands. How many of us believe that Jesus have elected us before the foundation of the world? Say amen. How many of us have right now believe that if Jesus come, you're going to be where he wants you to be? I'm just taking my time this morning. How many of us are sure that we're on our way to heaven? Lift your hands. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't want you to take record of those who didn't lift their hands. Jesus says that no man can come to the Father except by me. But he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Brethren and friends, if God selected you to save you and to reveal to you who Christ is and to give you eternal life, my God Almighty, you are already with him. And now, Philip said, believest, God said to him, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said that I did not come to do my own will, but I'm here to fulfill the will of him that sent me into this world. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, if Jesus selected you, my brothers and my sisters, it means it was the will of God for him to draw you to himself. My God Almighty. And if God has drawn you to him, it means he wants to save you. It means he has given you the power to have eternal life, saints of the living God. It means now that if you have God, you have his love. If you have God, love abides in you. For Jesus is love. And to have Jesus is to have love. Amen. 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 Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. The things that I do them not of my own, but the Father is working inside of me. In other words, these things that you're witnessing must make you understand that there's something supernatural taking place. It's not just a man doing something, but Christ, my God, abides in me. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus is saying, you got to understand that I am under authority. I'm not just here just doing something for my own self, but I'm here revealing the mind of God, the will of God, the power of God to broken world. I'm here to reveal his love for humanity. I'm here to reveal the heart and the passion of God for mankind. He says to his disciples, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Said, if he love me, keep my commandments. He told his believers that. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, Elder Brown, I don't have to ask an individual if he loves Christ. The mere fact that I see him obeying what Jesus says, it tells me that he loves Christ. What we have today are a lot of folks talking about they're following Jesus, but they walk with Jesus. They have separated Christ's commandments and talk about their following Jesus. But Jesus said, those who love me will keep my commandments. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Because you cannot love God and neglect his commandments. You cannot love God and separate yourself from what he teaches and what he instructs us, my God Almighty. To love him is to do what he says. Come on, saints of the living God. I know some folks are motivated by the anointing and the emotion that they have inside. Some folks are just mere emotional, my God Almighty. They have a good feeling.
feeling and they can scream, well, my God Almighty. But when you put them to the test, when the word of God stands, my God, and stares them in the face, they step over it because they don't have the power to obey nor the will to obey because their heart is not tied to God. But to love him is to do what Jesus says. Come on, saints of the living God. We saw, my God Almighty, just in chapter 13 of John, he says, my God, one of you here is going to betray me. Hallelujah. He was following Jesus. He went everywhere Jesus went, my God Almighty. He ate with him. He dipped his hand, my God, took part of the meal with Jesus, but his heart was not with Christ. He did not love him passionately. He was not convinced to follow or to receive in his spirit what Jesus said. So the difference in the walk with Christ is that those who love him, praise the name of the Lord Jesus, my God, though he may have certain demands on us, my God Almighty, he has the power to give us, my God, the ability to do it. That's why John writes to us in the first epistle of John, chapter 3, he said, you got to understand verse 11. He said, for this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's the power of the church. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not in the music. It's not in our ability to clap and to sing. The power that lies in the church is wrapped up in love, my God Almighty. For people will know you are my disciples when you love one another. Hallelujah. The power of the church is not how much we can shout or how much we can sing. It's the ability to love, my God Almighty, even when we are offended by others, even when people trespass against us, is the ability to step over it and love one another. Jesus says that's when you will know, that when the world will know that you are my disciples, because that kind of a love, the world can't understand it. That kind of a love is the mystery to the world. So when we love one another, Jesus is in the midst of us. And John said, you got to understand the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one. In other words, there was somebody else who was reigning in Cain's heart. The devil, the adversary, had control of his heart. And when his sacrifice was rejected, my God, and he saw on the other side that his brother's sacrifice was accepted by the eternal God, Cain seek vengeance. Cain, my God, became convicted. Just became angry with his brother, even when his brother had nothing to do with his worship. And he became so bitter that he murdered his brother because there was no love in Cain's heart. Somebody else was sitting on his throne. But in Abel's heart, my God Almighty, the Spirit of God was ruling him, that he sought an excellent sacrifice and presented it into God. It was not the sacrifice merely that made the difference. When God inspected the heart, he saw love in Abel's heart, but he didn't see love in Cain's heart, so he rejected Cain's sacrifice. Love has everything to do with it, my God Almighty. That's why if we get Jesus, we have gotten God's love. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You can't say you have Christ and you're struggling to love. To have Christ is to have the ability to love one another. To have Christ is to have the ability to step over offense and love your brother as Christ has loved us. Koshambahusa. Hallelujah. He said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't worry. Don't be surprised if the world hate you. They hated Jesus too. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life, from eternal death into eternal life, because we love the brethren. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. There is no eternal life without love, my God Almighty. We have passed from eternal death to eternal life when we love one another, when we love the brethren. Come on, saints of the living God. You know when you have eternal life, my God Almighty. Because if you love your brother, my God Almighty, you have eternal life sitting inside of you. My God, you have a foretaste of it even now. My God, the fullness of it will be revealed when he comes back for the church. My God Almighty. But to love the brethren is to have eternal life. You have passed from death to life when we love one another. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And John said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Not this is not my word. This is not the opinion of a preacher. It was one who was with Christ, who walked along him, my God Almighty. Receive, my God Almighty. For he said, he handled him, he touched him, my God Almighty. And he's now telling us that if a man says he's in the church and he hates his brother, my God, he is a murderer. He is a murderer. In other words, that's why he started out, my God, with the story of Cain and Abel. In other words, if you hate your brother, the potential to murder resides in you. And we know, you know, that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. This is serious. Because if hatred is in my heart, it means eternal life is not abiding in me. If I hate my brother, I am eternal life is not in me. I can preach up a storm. I can sing, I can clap, I can dance, I can pay attention to things that are happening. I can offer service to the assembly. But if I hate my brother, there is no eternal life. Then when Jesus said, if I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you, if you don't have eternal life abiding in you, that promise is not for you. Hereby perceive we the love of God. This is how we know the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. Praise the name of Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In other words, we did not have the ability to understand the power of love until Jesus went to the cross. Hallelujah. We did not understand the magnitude of his love for sinful man and wretched man like myself until he went to the cross. My God Almighty, the power of love, my God, that was abiding in Christ, my God Almighty, led him to an old rugged cross, my God, when he could have called 10,000 angels, when he asked, my God Almighty, if it be possible, let this cup pass by me, but nevertheless, not my will. Love is speaking back to him, but he said, my God, give me your will, not my will. Let your will be done. I will drink this cup to save humanity. I will drink this cup that we can have power over sin and death. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. This is how we understand the love of God. When he went to the cross for us, when he died on the cross, my God Almighty, when he cried out, it's finished. Man's redemption is complete. Hung his head and gave up the ghost. Earth was covered in darkness, and my God Almighty, hallelujah, the temple, my God Almighty, the curtains of the temple were split in two. Bible said the saints
got up out of the grave, walked the streets of Jerusalem. Kota Hashamba. My God Almighty. Something happened in this world that caused this world never to be the same again. It's the power of love that made the difference. Come on, saints of the living God. That when love was hung on the cross, even those, my God, who cast lots, my God, to divide his garment, looked up on the man who crucified, who shed his blood for humanity and said, truly, this must be the Son of God. While others were saying, his blood be upon us and our children. Love was saying, I'm making a way for you. Love looked over the statements of those ones and said, I'm going to give you the ability to come to me. Because outside of that, you will never have the power to come. My God Almighty, we don't know how privileged we are, my God, to be called of God. If God handpicked you, you got to make sure you continue believing on his name. If God has called you into this, my God, this marvelous light, it's the power of love, my God Almighty. That's why I want to let you know, my God Almighty, those who are elected by Christ, my God, God gives them the gift of faith to come to him. Because we had nothing in us to come to Christ. We had nothing, my God, to stand to Christ. We were unable. There was nothing good residing in us. Broken creatures. Far from God. But the power of love called us to him. My God, it was so overwhelming. We could not resist the power of love. For we have never felt nothing like that. My God Almighty, some folks will testify. They didn't even understand how they got up out of their seat and they reached the altar. Love took you by your hands, my God. For you couldn't walk by yourself. Love lifted you, my God Almighty. You didn't know what to say. You didn't even know how to respond to it. But love put something on the inside. When you begin to feel his anointed, it's love that's making the difference. Because there was nothing inside you. There was no good thing in us but love. Kashambo. Then if there was nothing in us, if we were so corrupt, how is it now that we have the love of God and we don't have the ability to forgive our brothers and our sisters? It is because too soon we forget where we're coming from. It's because some of us are never convinced that we were totally lost without Christ. Sometimes you talk to folks and they say, oh, you know, I got saved, you know. I wasn't that bad. Yeah, you were bad. You're born in sin. Shaped in iniquity. Sin was in all you had was the ability to sin. You never had the ability to be righteous before God. All we had in our broken state was the ability to sin. Ask them that live in the days of Noah. The Bible said that, my God, evil was so rampant that the whole world was corrupt. Wickedness all over, violence, killings, murder, thief, robbery. Heart of every man was evil continually. It means all that was generating out of man, oh God, was evil, 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 my God Almighty. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It didn't tell you that Noah, my God Almighty, because of his righteousness. No, God just showed Noah grace. Showed mercy. Call him. Made a difference in his life. That's the power of God's love to a lost people that we were before Christ, but before Christ called us to his glorious kingdom. Hear what he says in chapter 5 of 1 John chapter 5. He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. In other words, there's a rebirth. We're no longer walking by the flesh. We're no longer walking by the power of the broken, sinful nature that we once had. Because if any man believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and if you believe too that Jesus is the Christ, then you will have to do what he says. Because some folks can say, yes, he's the Christ. That's not good enough. When you believe something, my God Almighty, it will convict you to act upon what you have believed. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, God will give you the ability to come to him. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Once I believe, my God, the word is spoken into my spirit from his words, my God Almighty. There comes faith into my spirit. That faith didn't come from me just basically reasoning out what was said. But it's the power of the word that when it gets into my mind and into my spirit, God gives me the faith to respond to him. And he said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Come on, saints of the living God. My God Almighty. When we keep God's commandments and love one another, there's the power that lies in the church. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. My God Almighty. When the power of love is flowing, you can bring the sick in the midst of the assembly and you will see them delivered. Because all it needs is the love to have compassion and what you're seeing. And if the compassion is activated, then the anointing will move. My God, for where the church heart is, that's where God is. My God Almighty. So we are no longer walking in a sinful nature after the fleshy man, but now we are ruled by the Spirit, my God, of Christ that reigns in us. We have a new nature. Tell somebody, we have a new nature, and that nature is the nature of love, my God Almighty. We are not subjected to the old law, my God, that resided in us, the law that tells us to sin. All we can do is sin, my God Almighty. We never even have to think about it, but we just sin. But there's a new nature that lives in us. It's Christ that lives in us that makes a difference. All you want to do is to obey the Spirit that resides in you. All you want to do is to do what he says, my God. For when you please him, you feel his presence. When you please him, you feel his anointing. When you please him, you feel the fellowship, my God Almighty. When you please him, you know you're walking in light as he's in the light, and you can have fellowship one with another. Tell somebody, come on, let's tell him, rule over me, Jesus, my God Almighty. What we need to do is to submit ourselves to that new nature, my God Almighty. And how can you please him? How can you know him? By reading the word of the living God. Too many folks in the church, all they want to do is pray. Some, it's good if they're praying too. Some just sing. And some pray. Prayer is good. But you can't talk about praying and not reading the word of God. God, this word is fire for the soul of a believer. It's power, my God Almighty. When you hear what Jesus said, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, my God. Is there something broken in you, my God? When you read the word of Jesus, it has the power to regenerate life in you. It has the power to lift you up out of your broken situation. It has the power to translate you into the kingdom of life, my God Almighty. That's why we have to get into the word of Jesus Christ.
Now, that's why I tell you folks, I always say, if I preach something and you don't understand it, go check the book. And if the book says yes, say yes with it. My God Almighty, my God. I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm here to tell you what Jesus says. You got to get Christ in you. You got to get love inside of you. Why some of us are so miserable and so angry in this world, so frustrated, is because we have not yet tasted the goodness of Jesus. Kota Hashamba, my God Almighty, go to your bed frustrated, get up frustrated, miserable, angry, my God Almighty, bitter, my God, confused. But if you come to Christ, if you taste of the love that he has come to reveal to us, if you get to understand who this Jesus is that we speak about, he will make a difference. For whoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. It means this world is now below you. Come on, saints of the living God. It means now that you're just a pilgrim walking through this world. My God Almighty, you can walk freely without your garment being spotted. You can walk in this world and has power over sin and death. You are not afraid of suffering. You are not afraid of the challenges and the trials, because there's somebody living inside of you that is not of this world. My God, there's somebody who is occupying the temple that's called your body. That's not of this world. And if it's the law of Christ, the Spirit of Christ that's abiding in me, it is not of this world. It means, my God, if Christ liveth in me, tell somebody I have eternal life. Come on, saints of the living God. Some of you don't believe it. If Christ is in me, I'm not wondering if I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. If Christ is in me, I know he's coming back to receive me unto himself. Kosha, mama hasanda, kutasha. Rabahota Shamba Hasata Mama Hotasa. This must make you thirst for Jesus. This must make you thirst, my God Almighty, for the power of the love that Christ has to offer. This must make you want to have him. Kushambahosa. My God, the power of love. Why me, who's so broken, so troubled? Why did he love me so? I don't know. I will never know, but he loves me. Kota Shamba, Mama Hosata. Even since I'm walking with him, I've failed. I've erred so many times. If I were God, I would have probably canceled the ticket for Jesus. But the power of love, Shamba Hosa, it's a mystery even to the believer. The power of love, my God Almighty. I can't do what I want to do. There's a spirit that lives inside of me. Even when I want to do my own will, my God, the love speaks back to my conscience. Love talked back to my spirit. Love, my God, said, no, you can't do that. Love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tell somebody, my God Almighty, I've overcome the world. I'm not wondering if I'm going to pass this test, my God Almighty, because I know I did not have the ability to come to Christ. It's Christ that's working in me. There was nothing in me, my God, to save myself. But Jesus stretched out his wounded hands, snatched me like a branch from the burning. I said, James, your name is written here. And now he says, Father, all that you have given me, I've kept them. None is missing except the one who was ordained to perdition, Judas. He said, no man can pluck any of them out of my hands.
Kata Shamba. Mama Hotasa. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, no man can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No man, every believer, is surrounded by the love of God. No man can pluck you out of the hands of the living God. My God Almighty, it's time you stop worrying if you're going to make it. My God Almighty, like salvation is a lottery. Salvation is not a lottery. Oh, 649, a pick tree, or whatever you want to call it. Salvation is not a lottery. If God elect me, it means I'm going to make it. You want... Some of us pretend, make it look like it's a rough, drop some name in a box, stretch your hand on Jesus. If he calls me and can't keep me, because I know I can't keep myself. My God Almighty. If I follow, my God, the voice of the enemy, I'll be wretched and undone. But Jesus is speaking in my spirit. His love is so overwhelming. All I want to do is to please him. That's why I don't live under guilt. Oh God. Hallelujah. For if any man sin, love say, you have, my God, an agreement. You have a covenant. You have an arrangement, my God Almighty, with the Father, that you have the ability. You don't have to hide like Adam and Eve, my God, and try to put your own fig leaves on the mask. Love said, I have something already prepared for you. Approach me in boldness because there's an arrangement. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Love. Ulabahus at the love has everything to do with it. Come on, clap your hands and give God the glory. Kosha. Believers. It can seem like you're failing in this world. According to what man used to define success. And it may seem like you're failing. You don't have enough for retirement. You don't have enough. You don't have a good job. You're living from paycheck to paycheck. If you listen to the laws of this that govern this world, you try to apply them to your life to say you find a level of success. But when you have Jesus, when you find the pearl of great price, you sell everything you have, my God, to acquire that pearl. My God Almighty, my success comes from the Lord, not about what man says or what man defines as success. To have the love of God living inside of me, my God Almighty, hallelujah, that's the success, that's eternal life, my God Almighty. And if you have the Holy Ghost, my Bible tells me that the love of God is shed abroad in your life, my God. It means you have the ability to love when you did not have it before, because the Holy Ghost, most of us believe, is just to speak in tongues and to say a few ratatatata, but the Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the love of God shed abroad in your life. You have the ability to love, my God, the man who just defrauded you. You have the ability to love the man, my God Almighty, who just trespassed against you. You have the ability to forgive, my God Almighty, a violent murderer, a criminal, my God Almighty, because the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. The power of God knows how to restrain the spirit of the enemy. Love. 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 Koto Shambahasa. My God Almighty, hallelujah. And because we have this love, because we walk with this love, we're carriers of this love. Jesus now says that if you ask, whatsoever we ask, we will receive of him. And this statement is not a lottery also, or name it, claim it. Because those who carry that love will never ask for things that will displease the master. If that love lives in you, every action, every thought, you're concerned about whether or not the master will be pleased. Because he knows that if that love is governing your life, whatsoever you ask, he knows you will never ask for anything crazy. My God. So he said, whatsoever you ask, don't you even doubt. You're going to get it. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 4 and verse 22. My God Almighty. 1 John 3 and verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments. If you love Christ, you will never desire to disobey him. You will always desire to please him. And because you keep his commandments, whatsoever you ask, Christ said he's going to give it to you. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. As he gave us commandment. What is the commandment? That we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ. Believe in the authority of Jesus. Come on, saints of the living God. And love one another. You want to have church? Love one another. You want to feel the power of the Holy Ghost? Love one another. Ask the 120 believers. My God, there was never one, my God Almighty, disagreement in that room. But the power of love was so overwhelming that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, came in, my God, as a rushing mighty wind and filled the entire room. My God Almighty, hallelujah. And the power of love, my God, entered, my God, every believer, and they begin to speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost give them utterance. My God, and cloven tongues of fire sat upon them. My God Almighty, you can't have no better experience than that. Come on, saints of the living God, hallelujah. The power of love. I want to know how to love my brother. My God, not as I love myself. My God, for God knows some of us don't even love ourselves. But Jesus now said, I have to change it. So you better love your brother like the way I have loved you. And how did I love you? By giving my life, my God, for you. So you also ought to lay down your life for your brothers. My God Almighty, hallelujah. It might not be blood, it might not be death, but it means, my God, the concern of my brother should be on the forefront of my mind. It should live in my spirit that if my brother is hungry, my God Almighty, it means I am hungry. And it means I have to, my God, if I have the ability to do it, I have to meet his need. It means, my God Almighty, I must be concerned with my brother, my God, for he's a part of a member of the body of Christ. And if there's one member that's ailing, it means the entire body is affected, my God Almighty. That's the power of love. It's concern for everyone, my God. There's no, my God, anybody that's higher than anybody else, but we're all the same at the foot of the cross. Ask the deacon what he has. He will tell you it's love. Ask the pastor what he has. He will tell you it's love. Ask the missionary what he has. He'll tell you it's love. Ask the poor man that some of us despise. What you have, he'll say, love is on the inside of me, my God Almighty. That's why we are all the same at the foot of the cross. Kuta Shambahosa. Mahanda katabahusha. Mamahuta sandi bahusha. My God Almighty. That's why those who are rich, boast not in your riches, my God. Boast not in what you have in this world, my God Almighty. Because if you don't have love, you've got nothing. If you have gifts, you can speak in tongues, diverse tongues. You have prophecy, discerning of spirit, different gifts. But if you don't have love, you don't have nothing. You're empty. Empty. I don't care what kind of a word you have, live my God Almighty. I don't care how much you can see. You could dream until you could dream like Joseph. If you don't have love, my God Almighty, you're empty. Koto Shambahusa. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why some of us dream so much about others, because we don't have love. And all we see is negative things in other people, because there's no love in our heart. My God. So you go to your bed and you get a dream and you think it's coming from the Lord. It's not coming from the Lord. It's coming from my God Almighty, the one that's ruling your heart. Shakohotasa, my God Almighty. And you think it's God, but it's not God. God speaks to the heart of love, my God Almighty. And when he speaks to the heart of love, my God Almighty, anything that comes out of it is a blessing to others. But love don't have no evil in it. It's pure. Koto Shambahasa, my God Almighty. It's clean. Love knows how to cover situations, not to expose it. But some folks, all they do is reveal. Love will sit down in the garbage dump, Koto Shamba. Sit down with somebody who's going through the pain and the misery and frustration. Somebody who is suicidal will sit down even without saying nothing. And wait. My God Almighty, hallelujah. Having compassion on that individual will share, my God Almighty, a dirty piece of loaf of bread. Eat what that person has, my God, to identify yourself, my God, with that person until that one will open up. Shambahusa. For the mission is a mission of deliverance, and it's governed by love. 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 Some of us are so excited about church. All we want to do is to give people doctrines. My God Almighty. Share the love of Jesus. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You, my God Almighty. Some of us identify ourselves. We call ourselves gatekeepers. You know, gate. You're really keeping the gate, but you shut up the kingdom to others. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You say you're a watchdog. You're not really a watchdog. You shut the kingdom. My God. My Jesus have a problem with that. My God Almighty. He spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes. He's telling you, doing the same thing. My God Almighty. Talking about you have the true religion. He said, I am the vine. My God and my Father is the husbandman. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. There's somebody that's taking note of what's happening here. Any branch that bringeth forth not fruit, my God Almighty, is cut off. My God. It will wither away and is cast forth into the fire to be burned of men. The ones that are producing, he said, my God, the husbandman, which is my Father, he gets busy, he gets active, and he begins to prune them, my God Almighty. That's why saints, my God, sometimes you find yourself with certain trials. Don't ever label the devil on those trials. It's God pruning you, Hosha. My God, it's God preparing you. It's love touching you. It's love, my God, caressing you. It's love, my God Almighty, surrounding you. It's causing you to feel a little bit of pain, but tell somebody, it's love, my God, because love, my God Almighty, his focus is that he wants you to produce, my God Almighty. So he takes a walk down your life, my God Almighty. Walk with you on a journey, and you begin to feel winds, different winds, blowing against your life, my God. While others are criticizing, and some say he has fallen from grace, love is saying, walk with me. I'm going to cause you to produce. Friends, sometimes you have to shut your ears to the voices that's speaking in this very hour. You know God have you on a walk with your Jesus. Walk with the love that's inspiring you. Walk with the love that's leading you. Walk with the love that's revealing himself to you from day to day. It doesn't matter what others are seeing, my God Almighty. Those who stand by to criticize, my God Almighty, tell somebody if you hear criticism coming, love is not in it, because love is not critical, my God Almighty. So if you hear criticism, you know that there's no love coming out of that, my God Almighty. Hallelujah, my God. But love will correct. Love will chasten. Yes, 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 yes. Love will chasten, my God Almighty. Love will tell you when you're wrong. Because some folks don't want to be told when they're wrong. But love will tell you when you're wrong. Because love, my God Almighty, is no respecter of persons either. Come on, saints of the living God. So he will tell you when you're wrong. Because his intention is to save you. Lift your hands everywhere. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel the love of God? My God, is my I speak to you. You feel him, my God, inside of you. My God Almighty. My God, the precious love of God. My God, you feel it in the form of his anointing right now. That's his spirit that you're feeling. He's not far from you. He's near you. He's in you. My God Almighty. He's living inside of you. All you got to do is to release yourself in his arms. Let love take control of your life. Let love begin to lead you. Let love begin to develop you into whom, my God Almighty, he has called you to be. When God elected you, you didn't know one thing about Jesus, but he elected you according to his foreknowledge, and my God Almighty, to please himself, my God Almighty. You don't know what God wants to do with your life, my God Almighty, but his intention is to be pleased by your own life. Come on, stand to your feet everywhere you are. My God Almighty, my God, love is so thick in this atmosphere that if you want him right now, you can have him. All you got to do is stretch your hands up and believe on him. If you want a new life, you can have him right now. My God, the power of love, the power of love, the power of love, the power of love. You can have him if you want him.